With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, a Trump loyalist turned critic, says she's resigning from Congress in January. In a more than 10-minute video post online, Greene explained her decision and said she's always been despised in Washington and just never fit in. Her resignation followed a public fallout with President Trump in recent months. The Supreme Court has temporarily blocked a lower court ruling that found Texas' 2026 congressional redistricting plan basically discriminating on the basis of race. The order signed yesterday by Justice Samuel Alito will remain in place at least for the next few days while the court considers whether to allow the new map favorable to Republicans to be used in the midterm elections. The Trump administration proposing a Ukrainian peace plan, Russian expert Max Bergman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the U.S. peace proposal cannot be the end game.
If this is going to go anywhere, I think it has to be seen not as the kind of end final agreement, but as the starting point for a long series of talks and negotiations that hopefully take place between both Ukraine and Russia, but also between Europe and Russia, because that's a crucial aspect of a lot of the provisions in this proposal.
The plan foresees Ukraine handing over territory to Russia, something Kyiv has repeatedly ruled out, while reducing the size of its army and blocking its coveted path to the NATO membership. Gunmen have attacked a Catholic school in Nigeria, abducting more than 200 school children and 12 teachers. The Christian Association of Nigeria reporting Friday's incident at St. Mary's School in the Papiria community. The attack took place where security forces have been deployed to the area. A St. Louis County police officer shot and killed a man wielding a knife at the St. Louis International Airport Friday. The police there reporting the shooting happened around 1 a.m. This is SRN News. A lot of young people want to turn the government over to AI.
A survey from Rasmussen Reports and the Emerging Issues Center reveals that 41% of Americans ages 18 to 39 think it would be a good idea to allow advanced artificial intelligence systems to make public policy decisions. Incredibly, 36% of young people also think AI should decide, quote, rights that belong to individuals and families, including rights related to speech, religious practices, government authority, and property. Michael Harrington reporting.
A veteran FBI employee is claiming in a lawsuit that he was fired last month after displaying a gay pride flag at his workspace. David Matinsky has reported and worked at the FBI for 16 years. He's been dismissed for inappropriate display of political signage. The plaintiff also promoted diversity, equity, and inclusion programs during his time in the Bureau. President Trump issued an executive order in January putting an end to all those programs. This is SRN News. The Council on American Islamic Relations has filed a lawsuit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
The governor labeled the group a foreign terrorist organization. The Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin chapters of CARE are asking a federal judge to strike down the proclamation. They argue it violates the U.S. Constitution and state law. Abbott's proclamation also prohibits CARE from purchasing land in Texas. CARE claims the proclamation relies on unfounded statements. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Trump administration has sued California for providing in-state college tuition, scholarships, and subsidized loans to students who aren't legally in the United States. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California, saying that the practice harms U.S. citizens and encourages illegal immigration. Similar lawsuits have been filed against and other states as well. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.